The Everything Home podcast is brought to you by Helping the People. We're a real estate company, home resource center, and nonprofit organization. We're disrupting the home buying and selling experience because it needs updating and a remodel. Welcome to relationship-based real estate with a socially conscious purpose. If you're looking to buy a home or it's time to sell the one you're in, our free service matches you with one of our preferred realtors who are the all-stars in their profession. They're an invite-only exclusive group of the top 1 to 5% of realtors in Arizona and the greater San Diego area. Truly the best of the best. We've personally worked with each one of them and have built a long-term relationship, so we know just how good they are. Our agents are much more than statistics, taglines, and a large team. They're honest, authentic, skilled negotiators, great communicators, and expert marketers. And most importantly, they really care. You're more than just the sale of a home and a commission check. The really special quality of our preferred realtors is that they want to give back to those who served for our country and change someone's life. So they donate 25% of their commission to our Homes for Veterans program, which financially supports veterans who want to buy homes or need home improvements for their service-related injuries. We also offer you access to all of our services, marketing resources, and expert contributors to additionally support you during your home process. When you're ready to buy or sell your home, please give us a call at 833-694-6636 or visit our website, helpingthepeople.org. We'd love the opportunity to have our preferred realtors included during your interview process and look forward to you becoming part of our unique community. I promise it will be the best real estate experience of your life. Together, we're changing your life and the life of a veteran.
Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. Your home is the base for everything in your life, from the structure and contents to what goes on inside and within yourself. To make sure this foundation is solid as can be, we invite a special guest to share something you will find enlightening, inspiring, and entertaining. Now here's your host, Michelle Swinnick. Enjoy the show.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. And we thought it's kind of important to bring back one of our nonprofit veteran organization partners and kind of give you an update on what's going on with them and how successful their events have been. And we appreciate everybody who's participated. That's been one of our listeners and anyone else who has shared that with their contacts and friends and family. And we wanted to let you know some things that are going on in the community and how you also can participate. So today we've got Nisa. I screw up the last name every single time and I apologize, but it is, she's the founder of Deep Sea Valkyries. Nisa, can you go ahead and please pronounce your last name? Because I didn't write the phonetics down here on my notes.
Absolutely. The last name is Griva.
and the reason why, and I know what when we did our other show, I had it in the phonetics, like I made it all up and then I didn't write it down here. But, and the reason why that her last name is a little difficult, I'm going to spell it for everybody. It's G-R-Z-Y-W-A. Now, if anybody can go ahead and let me know that I was supposed to pronounce that Griva, please. I will give you free tickets to the Roadhouse movie theater. If you can say honestly, you tell me that that's how I was supposed to pronounce it. So I apologize. And now it's branded into my brain permanently. So how are you doing today, young lady?
I am good. How are you, Michelle?
I am good. I am good. So let's go ahead and give them a little gist about the organization, and then we'll go ahead and talk about some of the updates, because you really had some exciting things, especially with the success of your fundraiser back in April. So let's talk about the organization, and then we'll go through and let everybody know what's been going on.
Absolutely. So my husband and I founded Deep Sea Valkyries. We are a veteran focused nonprofit. We facilitate week-long scuba diving retreats and focus kind of on more of a holistic approach to healing So getting our veterans outdoors, kind of reinvigorated with life. We go scuba diving, deep sea fishing, kayaking, a whole bunch of fun activities. And we couple that with about 25 hours of PTSD counseling over the course of the week with a licensed counselor who's also a veteran himself. So the program that we have put together has been really successful so far. We've gotten a lot of positive feedback from our participants the last couple of years, and it's just something that we have a passion for. So it's been an exciting couple of years, and we're obviously, you know, full steam ahead on an upcoming retreat this summer too. So, yeah.
Well, and it's exciting, and it's also rewarding. I mean, you've put so much effort into helping other people and veterans to get them to the point because of the success that your husband had by kind of taking a chance on an activity that maybe he'd never wanted to do before, never even gave an opportunity to think about trying something completely different like scuba diving. And he took that chance or evolved it into something else. And the success that you've had with him and then your voyage from last year is tremendous. So it's nice to see that it's all the rest of the community is embracing it too. So I'd have to say congratulations, and I'm sure it feels wonderful to see all of this happening and getting to the next level. So you've done well.
Absolutely.
You know?
Thank you.
It's a lot of hard work. That's for sure. And, you know, it's not like you're getting a big paycheck to do it. So that's the other thing. People forget that the reasons why anyone goes into doing a nonprofit or participating is because there's a bigger purpose for themselves or for what they're trying to accomplish than, you know, making a paycheck. So you sacrifice one to get to the other. And unfortunately, that's just how that this community has always been. It really should change, and I wish it didn't, because you'd be able to see so much more success. So I want people to keep that in mind, that you're not sitting on a huge paycheck while you're trying to do this too. So that makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk about the Wine and Paint, the April huge success fundraiser that you had.
You know, it was fantastic. We sold out as far as spacing for the event about a week ahead of time. We had a great night. It was put on by one of our actual past Valkyrie participants. Her name's Kelly. And everyone just had a ball. And it's so amazing to see a group of people sitting together, you know, interacting and joking and working on their activity. And everyone starts out, everyone is making the exact same, you know, finished product. Everyone's doing the same image, and every single one of them ends up completely different because it has everybody's, you know, personality and flair in it. So that was really neat. And it was such a success that we're already putting together our next event. So right now we're aiming for the end of June, most likely going to be the 30th, which is the last Saturday in June, to do our next Wine and Paint night. And we're talking about doing something with a patriotic theme for 4th of July. So yeah, you can check back on our Facebook and on our website for updates on that, because as soon as we get that confirmed, we will have a flyer up and registration open for that.
So do you want to give the website and the Facebook page so if somebody has that right now?
Yep, absolutely. Our website, pretty straightforward. It is just deepseavalkyries.com. And on Facebook, you can find us under Deep Sea Valkyries as well.
Now, one question before we talk about the next event. Do you think that the reason why the pictures became so different is there was wine involved? Did that have to do enhancing or prohibiting personalities from coming out?
I don't. It definitely added to the entertainment of the evening, for sure. But no, I think it was just everybody had the option of choosing different colors to match, you know, their home decor or different things like that. So it just, it was really neat to see. We even had some artists that participated, and it was interesting to me to see that the artists had a harder time working on the project than all of the rest of us with no artistic ability, because we were just following directions and we did the finished product.
Well, and they were ego driven, and you guys were there to have fun and be artistic. So of course they were trying probably to rewrite the curriculum as their flair was coming out of their brushes. So I'm sure that had something to do with it. So that's the other thing that you focused on is it's entertainment and it's fun. So even if anyone has not done this before, or it would just be something different to try. Grab a friend, come by. You don't even come by yourself, because everybody there are nice people and they're welcoming. It's not like you're a stranger showing up to an event. There's a like-minded group of supporters there. So even if you just want to go by yourself, register, go on the website or Facebook for the event that's going to be at the end of June. You'll have a bunch of new friends and it'd be something fun to give a try for an evening.
Absolutely.
So definitely, and we'll be promoting that too, and we'll have you back on obviously before that, but that's something for everybody to keep in mind. Now, as far as you've got another monthly event coming up.
We do. We're starting to offer a monthly Discover Scuba class. So what this is, it's not actually a certification. It's just basically trying out scuba diving, getting the gear on, going through the basics of how you breathe underwater through the gear, learning, a few of the hand signals that we use. And then we do some fun activities. It all takes place in an indoor heated pool. So we're nice and warm. And it's something that we're offering. It's for free for veterans and their spouses or caregivers. It's kind of a fun activity to do together, maybe for a date night, get out of the house, try something new. See if you actually like scuba diving. It's kind of fun. And if you do enjoy it, and it's something that you think that you might want to pursue and go further with, we have a number of instructors on our staff that can help people through the process of getting certified. And then potentially down the road, maybe the veteran will be comfortable and want to apply to participate in one of our actual voyages and go scuba diving with us for a week. So this is something, our first one is coming up this Sunday, May 20th. It's from 3 to 5 at the Scuba Shop in Mesa. And each month the event will take place at the same location. We have a great partnership there with the Scuba Shop, and they have been wonderful to us in allowing us the use of their facilities to do training and events like this. So again, check our Facebook, Deep Sea Valkyries, and our website, deepseavalkyries.com, each month, because the date obviously is going to change month to month, but we'll put the flyer up with the date and then the registration that they can go online right there from our website and sign up for the course.
What a cool event. I mean, will you give somebody an opportunity to give it a try to see if it's an activity they want to do? I mean, scuba diving is kind of a big deal. So when you go down that road of becoming certified, you've got equipment, you've got the cost, you've got the time. And maybe that's an obstacle why people don't necessarily, plus where are you going to go scuba diving? We're in the middle of the desert. So it's almost, you think like, that's not even an activity you could do here. It's like, think about skiing in Arizona. You don't put the two of them together. So a great opportunity.
What's amazing is Arizona actually has, I believe that what they've determined is the highest number of dive shops per capita of any other state, which I know.
In Arizona?
In Arizona, I know. because we're really close. I mean, it's only, a few hours drive, to go down to Mexico. And there's a ton of cool places to go diving in Mexico. You can go out to San Diego and go diving, off the coast there. You have the kelp forest out there. You can dive with sea lions. There's a whole bunch of 2 and 3 day liveaboard trips that you can do off the coast there in California. A lot of us dive here in the lakes. Lake Pleasant is where we do open water checkout dives. So, there's definitely places to go. If you have the desire to dive, it can be done without spending a lot of money and going too far away.
Wow. It's funny that the more podcasts that I do, and even if we're not talking about activities like this, the little snippets of things that people are exchanging, just because we've lived here for so long, the amount of things that I'm finding to do in Arizona, and I've been here 21 years, it really, there's a lot more things here, like you just mentioned, that a lot of people don't know about. It's becoming a greater place to live, the more shows that I keep doing that we're not ever even talking about Arizona. So I find that it's a very interesting pattern that's starting to evolve here. I think maybe it's it's a message from above saying, Michelle, don't move. It's just to bear with the heat, stay inside. don't worry about the heat. It's going to be your friend. So there's right. some sort of a message coming through, because this is a turn. There's a whole new side of Arizona, apparently, that I have not even given thought to, which makes me realize maybe a lot of other people haven't also. So, apparently you are now a member of one of these wonderful organizations here in Arizona that deals with caregivers. You want to talk about that?
I am. I'm a member of the Hidden Heroes community, which is put on by the Elizabeth Dole Foundation. And what it is it's a support group for caregivers of wounded veterans. I am a caregiver myself. My husband was injured in combat, and so I fulfill that role in a number of different ways for him. But the Dole Fellows here in Arizona are putting together a monthly meeting as basically a support group for caregivers. So the next meeting for that is actually coming up on June 7th. It's at 6 p.m. and it's at the Ability 360 location in downtown Phoenix. The address is 5031 East Washington Street in Phoenix. And basically, it's a monthly opportunity for military caregivers of all eras. This is not just focused on post 9/11, so all eras of caregivers, just to get together and talk and support one another. Share resources, share ideas. Sometimes it's just a nice night out to get together with a group of people who kind of understand your life situation and some of the struggles that we have in fulfilling that role as a caregiver to our wounded warriors. So definitely, if you are a caregiver of a wounded warrior here in the Valley and you're looking for an awesome group of people to get together with, I highly recommend coming down June 7th. Following that, I have the next couple of months as well, July 12th and August 2nd. All of the meetings are going to be at 6 o'clock. They're all at that same location in Phoenix. So put it on your calendar. If it's something, if you're looking for a group of people, this is definitely a good group to get involved with.
And even if someone that's listening isn't a caregiver, but they know someone that is, then please share that with your friends, because like you said, it's a nice outlet and a way for people that are experiencing the same type of, and this is not it's not an easy position, depending on the level of injury that someone has, to just deal with this on your own. So sometimes it's just nice, like you said, to get out and have an evening where you could talk to somebody that, even if you don't talk about the issues, it's just, oh, you get what I'm going through. And okay, yay. So we can have a conversation about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills tonight. And you and I can have a nice, you know, I've got 2 hours of peace and quiet in my head. So thank you. So
Exactly. Definitely
make sure that anyone shares that with anyone that they know might benefit from at least just having a conversation or meeting a new group of people. And again, a lot of these events, you know, I know that in maybe people's work life and, or even in some of these meet and greet singles groups get to know you, you walk in and you're always maybe intimidated because there's a group of people there that you don't know and how to start conversations. These type of events are totally structured different because you're with a like-minded group that have a different type of personality, and they're also they're there for maybe supporting an organization or each other. So you don't have that same feeling of intimidation if you're going by yourself. Everything is a little bit different. It's more welcoming, and it's more, you know, where it's just a whole different mindset. So don't be intimidated or threatened that you're going to go to an event where you don't know anybody. And I'm sure you can agree with me and give some feedback that it's these groups that you're talking about or events that you put on, it's not like that. It's a total different atmosphere as soon as you walk in the door.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you think about it this way, you are a caregiver going to a group for caregivers that are there to support one another. It's like you said, it is completely supportive. It's completely welcoming. As soon as you come in the door, you kind of just take a deep breath and all of the anxiety can leave your body because you know you are with a group of people who just completely get it and are there for the same reason. whether it be a caregiver support group or a Discover Scuba where you're trying out something new. You know, you're going in there with a group of veterans and spouses. I mean, these are people that have the same mindset, have the same background. Generally, you put a group of veterans together in a room that don't know each other, and in about 10 minutes, they're all joking, and you would have thought that they've known each other for 20 years. So we're a unique group of people. So definitely don't stress and don't be concerned and think that you're going to be all alone if you are coming by yourself. No, just please come. Please introduce yourself. Come on in. You know, you're going to meet a great group of people, and you're probably going to leave with a whole bunch of new friends.
Yeah, and you also might have somebody where there's a different level of support. So if anything, like you said, just go and give it a try and see what happens.
Absolutely.
So, and the next one is June 7th. And then you're going to have that information also, on your Facebook page, correct?
Yes. I'm going to share the information on our Facebook page as well. Yep.
So basically, as long as anyone can follow you on Facebook, they can keep in touch with the notifications and the events and everything that you're going to be happening, because it's monthly. So it's not only the annual voyage. Now you've got different events monthly that you're participating in, or that you're actually doing, like the Discover Scuba, the Wine and Paint. Sounds like that's going to be pretty frequent. Yeah, you're the member of the Hidden Heroes community, and that's a monthly event. And then, of course, let's go over the upcoming big annual voyage that's happening July 14th through the 20th.
Absolutely. So we are gearing up right now for our annual big retreat. This year, our 2018 voyage has been named Operation Anaconda. Each year we name the voyage after a major military operation that past participants have actually been involved in. So once we finish up this year, we'll actually put out a request to all of this year's participants to help us name our 2019 voyage. So people put in a whole bunch of different options, and then they vote on them. And so our participants actually name the retreat for the following year, which is kind of cool. And for anyone who has been kind of following recent events online, there is a gentleman who is going to be receiving the Medal of Honor who actually participated in Operation Anaconda. So I don't know if they've set a date for that yet, but that's something to kind of keep an eye on in the news in upcoming months as well. But as far as we're concerned, we have 15 veterans that are going on our retreat this year, all branches of service. We have male and female veterans participating, and a wide spectrum of age ranges as well this year. So our program isn't solely supportive of post 9/11 veterans. We open up our program to veterans of all eras. So we do have some older participants this year as well, which is really exciting. So they are all going to be headed down to the Bahamas on the 14th of July to get on board the boat. And we're going to head out. We're basically at sea for a week, kind of cut off from everything. So no phone, no internet, no distractions other than some absolutely gorgeous scenery, a whole bunch of scuba diving, and building a lot of camaraderie as we go through the week and interact through the different sessions with our counselor. So we're super excited about that right now, and kind of finishing up final logistics for that trip.
And how many veterans are going on the voyage with you?
This year we're taking 15. And then our staff as well, we have four veterans, staff members that are participating as well. So Josh, who is our founder, and kind of heads all of the scuba diving, Matt, who was a past participant who is coming back this year to fulfill the role of dive master, who's our secondary, scuba diving, leader, I guess you would say, then our chaplain, Ed Choi, and our counselor. So we have a really good group this year that is going. So it's going to be a good year.
Now, how powerful is that a past participant who was probably a stranger and now all of a sudden is becoming involved in a teaching and support capacity as part of basically the staff member.
It's really exciting. This is actually the second year we've done something like this. Last year, we also had a participant from the year prior to that come back and fulfill a staff role as well. And what was really neat, I think, about that participant is that when he got home from the retreat that first year, he just kind of got plugged in his local community. He lives in Florida, so there's obviously quite a bit of diving there. And he actually works full time for a dive shop now, leading dives. He's gotten certified all the way up through his dive master and working on his instructor and basically just has a whole new career now because he just absolutely loves scuba diving. And, you know, we tell our participants, if this is something that you do want to pursue down the line and take it to the next level and pursue it as a career, NAWI, which is the certifying agency that we primarily use, NAWI actually has the ability now to accept the GI Bill to pay for instructor certification in scuba diving. So veterans can use their GI Bill to get certified through an instructor level so that they then have a new career, a new trade.
Wow, that's wonderful that they, the VA somehow got coordinated enough to accomplish something like that. So that's like almost a small miracle considering how the logistics in that VA work. So that's wonderful that they're actually using the funds for good. That's as opposed to, you know, what they do with it now. So that's wonderful. So if somebody, look at that success story. You've got somebody who participated. They loved it so much that now it's something they're doing as a career and they enjoy going to work every day. So that's, you know, it's almost like I want everyone to have an open mind and maybe try something new. Unless you love what you're doing or you even, you know, the activities you have are just so amazing. But if not, then look at another opportunity. And the reason why you started doing those monthly Discover Scuba events is to give somebody an opportunity for free to give it a try to see if it's something that could give some sort of gratification or change their ideas on what they want to do for a living. So, I mean, you know, we're only on this planet for a certain amount of time. And the older we get, you know, things just start to slow down and, you want to make the best of it while you can. And especially if you need some therapy stuff, like a lot of these guys, this is a great opportunity. So start with the Discover Scuba events that are monthly, and then maybe you end up on the voyage next summer. And then from there, maybe you end up becoming an instructor and live on an island for the rest of your life. How awesome would that be? Who wants to sit at a desk, right?
I know, right? I mean, that sounds like a perfect plan to me.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know about this trip, but I'm thinking, how do I be a stowaway on that boat? Because it sounds kind of fun to just go and hang out for a month or for a week and then just go and do all these events and then have like-minded people and have some counseling events and throw in a little bit of therapy and actually have a some sort of like a Christian backing around to it. So you have some structure and stability and some spiritualness. I mean, I think that these events should, you know, you should maybe think about doing another one for the rest of us who can't or not allowed to go on these events.
You're not the first person to ask that.
Yeah. I'm thinking this is a kind of a cool, this is something really fun week that I love to participate. So, all right. Give some information again about the, where to find all of this so someone can start following you guys and be in the know and maybe participate themselves or at least even if
Absolutely.
The only thing they do is share, just share posts, repost, share, forward your emails, do all that just so more people know about it. That's all we're asking.
Yep, absolutely. So our website, pretty straightforward, deepseavalkyries.com. You can find us on Facebook as well under Deep Sea Valkyries. We're also on Instagram and Twitter, but a little bit easier to find us if you go to the webpage first and just click on the icons at the bottom of the page. It'll take you directly to our pages for both of those as well. But yeah, just follow us, follow the pages, like the pages, share the posts, share the tweets, because really getting the word out about what we're doing, it's only going to allow us to help more veterans and reach more people who could potentially be interested in sponsoring a veteran to go on a retreat and supporting the organization. So it, you know, it's all positive just by clicking a button and sharing the information. It's just helping us do our job better to support the veterans that we serve.
That's perfectly said. I appreciate, and I appreciate all the efforts that you and Josh are doing to really help these men and women who deserve our as a community, meaning all of the Americans, to supporting these brave men and women who sacrificed so much. The least we could do to honor them is to give them the support when they come back to help fix some of the issues that were created for when they were doing what they had to do while we sat here and enjoy the wonderful land of Arizona that we get to wake up to every morning. So thank you and Josh so much for your efforts. And we definitely will have all of your information on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. And we just want everyone to know that you guys are there and you're trying to get the word out. So thank you, Nisa. I really appreciate you coming back on today for an update, and we will have you on at least once a month, if not more frequent. So I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Michelle. It was my pleasure.
We've been talking to Nisa Greva, founder of Deep Sea Valkyries. And again, their information is going to be on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. And they got some great events, and they're a great organization helping our veterans and taking them on some voyages, deep sea events. There's going to scuba diving. So again, I appreciate everybody listening to Everything Home, and make it a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick.